Fire. Fire.
This is the show where Ohio throws down. Ohio is on fire. It's good to be back because I am Daniel Diesel. We are in the middle of summer 2021. It's very beautiful and very hot. Same time, you could say that about this podcast maybe, but I am back with a new episode. And today, I'm going to do some commentary for today's episode. I want to talk about someone that's actually cheered me up over this past year because, yes, We've been dealing with this pandemic here in America. I've talked about it on many episodes, and everyone has dealt with it. But since I've last broadcasted an episode, vaccines have been coming out throughout various states in America. People are getting better. We're getting less cases of COVID-19. We're having that herd immunity. It's finally happening, and things are slowly returning to normal here in the world. And things got to return normal for me because, you know what, I've been taking my health seriously. I didn't want to get this COVID-19. So I've done a lot of variations over this past year. And it sucks sometimes. It just, you had to really make adjustments. I did something, it was early in the pandemic, around, it was about May of 2020. I really got into something that really cheered me up. Or at least I got reintroduced into something. And that was ska music. Yes, because I remember there's been, from time to time, I would hear some ska music on the radio. It was that song, The Impression That I Get. And I forget the band, I can't think of the band name, which I will probably remember it later in the episode. They play that song on the radio sometimes. And you know what, I got to thinking, what else is out there? Because I heard this was a whole big genre that was really popular at one point. So I really got into ska music, and I guess for those at home that don't know what ska is exactly, you might think I'm speaking gibberish. I should explain what this genre is. So what is ska music? It is a subgenre of reggae. I would say it's infused with a little bit of rock and roll and pop music. So it's like, and sometimes jazz music, because there's a strong emphasis on horn music. There's always a horn section in the ska sound, and here in the United States, that only that I can speak of, it's been popular on a few different occasions, which they're called waves. The first wave of ska music was kind of like when it got started, the whole thing. It's kind of like the idea of mixing all these musics together was the 50s and 60s. And what it was, they were in underground clubs. A lot of the clubs in which you need like a password to get in, or they were like off the beaten path. And it was done by black people. Of course, this was during a time of segregation. So this was another form of black music. It was a way to separate their sound from the white people's sound. And they wanted to create their own. So really the idea of infusing, you know, jazz, rock and roll, and pop, and reggae, the mixture of those sounds, they just call it ska. Now, I don't know why they choose the word ska. I don't know if someone was named ska. I guess that's how you feel. It's a feeling. It's a good word. You know, I like the word ska. So I guess that's why they came. It's got to have a good sensation to it. So that's good. I think that was a good word for what this sound was. But eventually these underground clubs, the bands that would play this music, they did eventually get their opportunity to have their stuff air on radio. Then it went away. Of course, it got perhaps unpopular because, you know, 70s had disco and heavy metal. So it kind of died down after its first wave of popularity. He came back in the early 80s. It was called the second wave of ska. But this one had more of a synth sound to it. Of course, you had more progressive bands. They took the ska sound that was from the 60s and they had 80s synth to it. And voila, you had your second wave of ska. And I'll definitely talk more about that sound later in the episode. And then there was another wave that took place in this country. It's the last wave that ska really had. And that was the third wave. And that took place in the mid-90s. And this was dominated by mostly white bands that did rock music, but they wanted to pay tribute to the very first wave of ska music because it was black music that was loved by white bands. So what they decided, it was kind of like a mix of grunge that was popular in the early 90s and electric guitars, and they would mix it with the horn section flavored sounds of what went on in the late 60s. And that's how you get the bands that I'm going to describe now, because these bands, most states had a local scene for ska when this third wave was going on, and Ohio was no different. Ohio definitely had their fair share of ska bands that played local clubs, they toured the region. And yes, third wave ska was big. And I found a website that talked about the bands, that some of them are still active. A lot of them have since moved on. They broke up for various reasons, as ska is right now a thing of the past, unless you really enjoy it. But even then, it's a niche music. It's a niche genre, if you will. So, but I made a little list of bands that were big during the third wave of the 90s. These are mostly white artists. There were some black artists in some of these bands. So I think you get the drift. It was kind of like they were trying to reinvent ska music. They were playing tribute to black acts, but it was from a white sound. And there's nothing wrong with that. As long as you're doing it for the right reasons, there's nothing wrong with that. But here's a list of these bands that were big in Ohio. You have in Bowling Green, you had the Kerplux. In Cleveland, you had All Over the Place. Columbus was a band called the Ska Shank Redemption. And then there was another band called Soundtrack 96. And then out in Cincinnati, Ohio, a few bands were popular. We had the Pinstripes. You had the Atomic Potato. You got the Scott Fargus Affair. I think it's Farkas, as in they're farting. But yeah, that's a funny name. Now in Youngstown, there was a real popular ska band called 2 Days Until Tomorrow. And now there were also some bands that came out of Dayton, Ohio, and Trotwood. Of course, they've since retired. And this website that I found these bands, it was in the RIP section, because that means they're not likely to come back either. Because these bands are huge. You got to have like 8 or 9 people in a ska band. But anyway, you had Official Seals. Then you had Glow Pop Jiggly Jams. You had the Subvertarians. You had Selling You Short. You had the Mulligans. And then you had Scotch on the Rocks. Of course, the word Scotch had S-K-A in capital and then T-C-H. It was Scotch. That's how you got to say it. Then you had the Get-Ups. You had Team Danger, and you had 5 Second Rule. And that's a funny name, because 5 Second Rule, that refers to when you drop food on the floor and you got to pick it up in 5 seconds, or it becomes too dirty to eat after those 5 seconds. That's what ska music is all about. It's about funny names and fun stuff and good times. I want to share my thoughts now. Why does ska music fade away? Because it'll get popular for a little bit, I've noticed, but then it'll just fade away like after 2 years. And then bands break up. People don't even want to listen to it. It's very difficult to even start a ska band to begin with, because once again, the key to this music is to have a large horn section. That's usually like 4 or 5 people alone. Then you need your vocalist. Then you need people that can play other genres of music, because it's a mixture of horn music with other genres, like I mentioned earlier on. That's the only way you can perform this sound of music. And the other thing is the logistics of making money, because these bands go and play clubs. They got to share the pot of whatever tickets they sold that night. And a small band or even a solo act, there's like 1 to 3 people that share the pot. But when you're in a large ska band that has 9 to 12 people, that's rough. You're not going to make a lot of money. And you're playing in small venues. So you got to depend on album sales. And if the album ain't popular, you ain't selling that. I've heard sometimes you lose money in a ska band. There were some nights people would travel from one city to another. But because they had so much money to split between the bands, it was almost like not making any money. Like, you could literally make $5 from doing a gig, especially if you're with a lot of people. Any other problem with ska bands is ego clashing. Yes, everyone has an idea of what they want it to sound like. There's multiple songwriters, multiple singers, multiple performers. They all have to have their say in how the music sounds. And that's a lot of people. And that's a lot of egos. And that's what leads to arguments. People break up. There's been fist fights that I've heard from the classic ska bands. You know, it can be tough. And I think the risk-reward, there's only a brief period of time that where it's worth it. I think that's when it has popularity throughout the nation. But otherwise, I think ska music is kind of like a pastime for those that love music. They can enjoy it when they need to cheer up like I did. In a little bit, I'll talk about a playlist I made of a ska-themed party, in which if there was ever such a party, I would want these tracks to be played. I made it on Spotify, and I'm going to share this playlist with my audience at the end of this episode. But before I do that, though, I'm going to play some ska music, as a matter of fact, because I was talking about some of the ska Ohio bands. I'm going to play two tracks that had semi-popularity here in Ohio. It was from the ska genre. First, I'm going to play a track from the band 2 Days Until Tomorrow. That was one of the bands I mentioned. A few years ago, they released something called Dear Ohio, You Let Me Down. I'm going to play that right now. Leonard Shaw have another ska track. It'll be from the Ska Shank Redemption, so please stay tuned for that. So, and you are listening to the Ohio's on Fire podcast.
Dear Ohio, why have you come? kill you.
We are back with the Ohio's on Fire podcast. I am Daniel Diesel. I now want to share my playlist, and it is called the Ska Party Playlist. It was made by me, Daniel Diesel, and I will be sharing it with you guys in the description of this episode. There'll be a link. If you have a Spotify account, you'll get right to it. But I want to talk about this list I made, and this is one of the great things I did during the pandemic. It just cheered me up. Like, there was a lot of nights I was depressed and lonely because you couldn't go out and see your friends. You couldn't go out like you wanted to. Things were just weird last year. But I did something to remedy that, and that was to make this playlist. And when I was making this playlist, I noticed that, I don't know if it's the same with other genres of music, but with ska music, I noticed that when you're doing a party, it seems like it got better, but by when you played a song from the least amount of time it takes for this track to last, and from when the song lasts longer. In other words, I'll tell you what I mean. I have 60 tracks in this playlist, and I think the best way to play this, to get the idea of what I'm thinking party-wise, to really enjoy yourself, the first song has to be the shortest song of the entire playlist, and then the second song, it's the second shortest, and so forth and so forth, and then the very last track is the longest track of the playlist. So you're going from lowest to highest. And I did it this way, and I thought it was excellent, because it kind of sets the mood. I wanted to take people on an adventure with this playlist. So, now I will tell you every song that is on this playlist right now. But starting out at the shortest song, and at clocking in at a minute and 56 seconds, it is a song called 9mm in a Three-Piece Suit. It is from a band called Streetlight Manifesto. It's like really speed up. It's from the late 90s, and it's really speeded up and crazy. Like, it's what a way to kick off the party. Like, if you play this song, let people know that, hey, ska music ain't nothing to mess with sometimes. Of course, then the second track, this comes from like the late 60s. It's from an artist called Millie Small, and she had a track called My Boy Lollipop. And it was shortly after I made this playlist, she actually passed away. It was interesting timing that I'd made this playlist originally, and she went away from natural causes. So I was able to discover her music before she passed away. I thought that was something. And then the third track is High Anxiety by a band called the Suicide Machines. Once again, another high pumped up third wave ska track. It's a way to get the blood pumping again. So I got like, a way to keep things balanced. And then at track number four, we got Road Rash by the band Mad Caddies. Another fast-paced ska sound around the third wave time of ska music. So I'm really, like I said, I want people to get excited to get the ska party going. I think I do that with these tracks. Now, the next track might be a little bit different. It's the title of the song's in Japanese. So I can't say what it is. The band is the Oriska Band. But yeah, this was like a mixture of K-pop and ska. And this was made sometime in the mid-2000s, so it is over a decade old, but it was like after the popular wave of music had ended in America. Apparently, there was a brief popularity of K, they call it K-ska. It was a mixture of K-pop and ska music. It had some popularity during this time. And I played one of the better tracks from that era. It's really good. I think you'll enjoy it. I mean, I liked it, so it was my choice. Then after that, track six is a band from P.O. Box, and it's called Proto and Cabbage Go. So that's another fast-paced track to enjoy. Track number seven is Day Labor, and their track Next Year. And number eight, I have Edna's Goldfish. They're a little bit more popular from the third wave era. And I have their track, I'm Your Density. Of course, I'm Your Density is a throwback to Back to the Future, when George McFly, he tries to pick up his wife, and he's trying to say, I'm Your Destiny, but he says, I'm Your Density, and he screws up. So Edna Goldfish made the idea of making that track title, I'm Your Density. So that's great. Number nine, we got the classic band Mustard Plug and their track Hit Me, Hit Me. So another fast-paced, aggressive track from Third Wave Ska, so keeping the blood pumping. It really set the tone. These nine tracks have really set the tone for the party that be. Like, you got to dance in ska music. You got to stretch at a ska party because you will tear your leg up if you don't stretch and dance to this music. So I said really set the tone. Now, of course, I think that's kind of the first section of this, because then I venture into some variety sounds in these upcoming tracks. In track 10, I actually play a classic party song, I Have the Champs, and their track Tequila, because it has a ska sound, it's got the horn section, and I figured, and of course, it's one of the most popular party songs of all time, so I had to go find it and put it in this playlist. If you did not know what the first nine tracks were, because you don't listen to ska that much, you definitely know what Tequila is. Tequila, do 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 do. So that might get people a little bit more. The most jaded party goer would be a little bit more excited once they hear this track. Oh, I know this. So anyway, that's the way to mix things up. Track 11, I have Save Ferris. They're from Third Wave Ska in the late 90s, and their track, The World Is New, it's one of the more faster-paced tracks. It's really good. Nice little mix of rock and roll and horn section music. So I got that on there. Track number 12 is Operation Ivy and their track Sound System. I really like the Sound System. It's one of my favorite tracks from the ska era, and I had to have it on here. And then number 13, lucky number 13, it's the Kingpins. This is from the early 90s. This is Give It To Me Now. So that's on there. And then I go classic 80s with this track 14. I got Madness. They're from, and of course, they're from Europe. They had the track One Step Beyond. And it's had that classic catchphrase, One Step Beyond, in the big horn section. I think this is something else that people would know, even if they didn't know other ska tracks. This was a big hit in the 80s, so they would know what this one is. That would unpack the party. Now, number 15, I have been told by others, and I agree, that this isn't ska track, but it's from Vampire Weekend, and it's A-Punk. And this is very ska. I think this would fit just well at a ska party. So I have it at track 15. It comes after One Step Beyond. And then, number 16, I got Rancid and their track Time Bomb. So that's another good one. That's from like the mid-80s, I think. Now, number 17, this one's actually new. This came out in like 2011. It's one of the newer tracks I have on this playlist. It's called Kachi. It's by Obenbatch and Nick Waters. So it's like a party mix-up. But I'll sing a little bit of it. She gives me Kachi all night long. So you may have heard it, and it was actually a dance hit. So someone would probably have heard this one before. And I liked it. I think it was a good selection for this playlist. And now number 18, I got Culture Club. I'm going classic 80s again. I got the track I'll Tumble For You, because this definitely sounds like a ska track. This should be on there. It reminds me of, I think it was Billy Madison when Adam Sandler dances to the track at some point in the movie. I love that movie, and I also like the song, so I found a way to put it on this playlist. This was definitely the band's ska adventures. They did pop, but they did some ska as well. They were definitely influenced by the sounds of the 60s, so it's on here. Number 19, I go international once again. This is Mexican ska music. This band is Voodoo Glow Skulls, and I have the track El Cucu, and it's Yeah, they speak in Spanish, because apparently Mexico had a ska wave sometime in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. See, ska's big everywhere. It ain't just America. It's big everywhere. Of course, that ends another chapter of my playlist, because I go urban. I do throwback music on these next 8 to 9 tracks. Number 20 is Johnny Nash, I Can See Clearly Now. Number 21 is Desmond Dekker, If You Can Get It. You Can Get It If You Want. I screwed that up, but that's out. But that's the name of the song. Number 22 is Prince, Buster, and the song Madness. And yes, these tracks are like from the late 60s, early 70s. This is like the first wave this is the people that created ska music, and I'm playing a bit bunch of it in a row. Really tone it down some. They are slower in tone. Have to listen to the fast pacedness of the earlier tracks. This really, you know, if you come with a loved one, you dance with your loved one, and you slow it down. And you slow it down to this music. But number 23, I have Hepcap, Riding the Region. Now, number 24, I mixed it up a little bit. This came out in late 2000. This is another newer track. It's called This Gigantic Robot Kills. And the band is from MC Lars and Suburban MC. And what it is, they pay tribute to the popularity of ska music from the 90s. So it's kind of like they wish they were part of this movement, but they just missed it. Now, and they kind of, it's kind of like a rap sing combo, but and I really like, it's funny too. It's called This Robot Kills. So that's on number 24. And number 25, we got Fishbone. She's called Shaking to the Beat. That's what it's called. And it's a classic 70s track. And then this is from the, this next track is from the early 80s, number 26. The Specials, A Message to You, Rudy. That's an all-time classic. Number 27, I got Toots and the Martles, Pressure Drop. And then number 28, I got the Scatolites and their song Funky Funky Reggae. And number 29, I got the Agrolites and their song Free Time. And this is the first song that clocks the three-minute mark. As the previous songs were less than 3 minutes. As you notice, I went from fastest to slowest track. That's how I recommend, I think, people listen to this playlist. This is the first 3 minute track on here. And then after that, I found tracks that speeds things up a little bit. I did a series of urban ska music. It's really mellow and groovy. But now this is the next phase of this party. At number 30, it's Sublime. And their track Soteria is that classic. Everyone's heard this song at some point. Do, 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 do. That classic beat. Then after that, track 31, I got the Acrobats and their track Super Rad. And then number 32, I got Goldfinger and their track Superman. So I got back-to-back superhero theme track ska songs. And it's amazing. I thought they were really cool. And it's great I have them back-to-back. Now, number 33, I got the Selector and their track On My Radio. This was big in Europe. This is a European ska band. Number 34, I got Less Than Jake. The Science of Selling You Short is what it's called. Yes, I was blocked from reading this whole damn thing, but here it is. Less Than Jake, The Science of Selling You Short. And then number 35 is Sponge in their song Ego. That came out in 2006, but they were big in the 90s, and this was said to be the last big hit by a ska band that came from the third wave, because this did track on the alternative charts, and it's a good one. So I put it on. It's Ego. Now, number 36, this is The Replacements, and their track Can't Hardly Wait. And I think people would say The Replacements aren't really a ska band, but I think this is a ska track. Of course, this reminds me of when this song was in the film Can't Hardly Wait. Well, the film was named after this song, because it was a popular 80s rock alternative hit. Then it was kind of like they did a remix of it in the late 90s just for the film. It had a ska sound to it, so they were inspired. There's a big difference between the 80s and 90s. It's the same band, but they kind of got experimental. And I really like the 90s version better. So it is on this playlist. I think you'll enjoy it. And then number 37 is The Planet Smashers, Unstoppable. Number 38, we got The English Beat, Mirror in the Bathroom, another English band from out in Europe. Number 39, I started to pick things back up with American ska music. You got Spring-Heeled Jack and their song Jolene. It's really, I really like it. It's from the mid-90s. Now, number 40, a little story about this. The band is called Big D and the Kids Table. Yes, in my childhood, I was given a nickname Big D. That was my childhood during my school years. And the friend that gave it to me, apparently he had listened to this band. I had to find this out years later. Like, I listened to this band. Oh, that's what I'm going to call you. I'm going to call you Big D. So this song and this band was the reason why I had that nickname. The song is called Shining On, and I like it. It's one of the favorite tracks I like from Big D and the Kids Table, so it's on there, and it fits the playlist. Now up next, I go with the classic Mind by Boss Stones. They were big. They were the ones that put ska on the map in the 90s. And I have them back to back. The first one is The Impression That I Get. That's the one everyone loves and knows. And then the next one, this was a minor hit. It was on the Clueless soundtrack. It's called Where'd You Go? And it's funny. It's got like a lawnmower in there, and it's the guy sounds funny like he always does. Where did you go? Oh, I like it. I think you'll like it as well. So it's on here. Now, to get to the rest of this playlist, number 43, you got the Pie Tasters and Out All Night. Number 44 is Real Big Fish and Take On Me. Of course, it's a remake of that classic 80s pop song, but they do a ska take of it. And number 45, we got Flying Raccoon Suit and Static Home. And then number 46, we got the Toasters, Two Tone Army. Now, a little note, Two Tone Army. If anyone is a Nickelodeon kid like I was, the song, the show, Kablam, made their own ska theme track as a theme song. And they gave credit to the makers, but they heavily borrowed from Two Tone Army. So that's where that, if you're familiar with the theme song to the theme song to that show, Kablam, which was a long time ago, it was mostly Two Tone Army. So a little note, and I thought that was interesting, and it's on this list. And number 47, I get a little classic again. And I slowed down a little bit at this point, because I think at some point during a party, you got to slow it down and get your heartbeat in check and get some water maybe. And if you haven't broken your leg yet, you know, maybe get a Band-Aid or something. I don't know what you need. But number 47, I'd slow it down. I got The Cure close to me. It's that early 80s track. You know, you've heard it. People have heard of it. Do, 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 do. Trying to sing how it is. Then I got Madness at number 48. It Must Be Love. It was one of their slower tracks, and I put that on there. Now, number 49, I've got Bob Marley and the Wailers, and I got their song Jammin'. I thought this, of all the songs that Bob Marley did, this was something that kind of represented the ska sound very well, and it's also slow. People can calm down and really enjoy themselves to this track. Number 50, I have 311 in their track Love Song. And, of course, this reminds me of this was in 51st Dates movie. But this was a remake of a Cure song. As I had The Cure a few tracks earlier, I decided to have the cover of their song, Love Song, which was made by 311. And it's really romantic. It's romantic and it's groovy. It's one of my favorite songs from the ska era. It's really good. I never get sick of it. But then number 51, I guess, to close out the slow part of the party where people are dancing and calming down, I play a beautiful track by Israel Kamikaze-Waswal in his track Over the Rainbow. That's a remake of the classic Over the Rainbow from Wizard of Oz, and that beautiful Samoan sound of his. He died way too soon. He was a big large man. He weighed like 500 pounds. But he had a beautiful voice. He had the voice of an angel. So that is on there. You will listen to that. And then to close things out, I got 8 tracks left. Number 52, Bucko 9 with My Town, a little bit faster beat. I get faster with these songs to close things out. Number 53 is Real Big Fish and their song Sell Out. That was a huge one in the 90s. You probably know what that is if you didn't know what ska was. Another one that was popular at track 54 is Goldfinger. This is their cover of 99 Red Balloons, and it's really good. It's a cover of Nina's 99 Red Balloons from the 80s, but this is the 90s ska version. Now, number 55, Bob Marley and the Wailers are back. This is Could You Be Loved. This is a little bit more upbeat, so I play that, you know, because Bob Marley is the king. You gotta have him. Number 56, this is one of the big ones from the late 90s. This was Save Ferris, Come On Eileen. It's a cover from the 80s track, and this is also one of my favorites from that era. Now, when I think of Save Ferris, they were in that movie with Drew Barrymore. I can't think of the movie title as of this recording. They have a prom, and this is when Drew Barrymore, she was pretending to be a high school student, and everyone thought she was, but it turned out she was in her late 30s. But they got a band to play her prom, and it was Save Ferris. So that's how I remember the band, and Come On, Eileen, that was a big one. Anyway. So that's towards the end of this playlist. It's a way to get last way of getting the party excited, because I'm playing some big hits here, because I saved the best for last, really. Number 57, I got the Specials. They're one of the great ska bands of all time. One of their big hits was Nelson Mandela. This is a really good classic dance track. People go nuts over this. This was a big dance track in the 80s, and it continues to be popular today throughout the world. And it's definitely got a ska sound to it. Even though it's political, because talking about freeing Nelson Mandela from jail, he has since been freed from jail, and of course he's dead now. So there's a happy ending. Nelson got his freedom, and this is an all-time dance classic. And then I really do save the best for the last two out of three. At 58 and 59, I have the band. They're probably the most popular band to be associated with ska music of any kind, and I have No Doubt. And of course, at 58, I have Spiderwebs. In 59, I have Sunday Morning, as those two tracks were ska tracks. Because the band actually started out as a ska band in the early 90s when they were nobody and they had a bigger band. They kind of toned it down to, they trimmed their band to like five members after they originally had nine members. Then they went down to like five or four. And they had more of a hard rock sound come in 90s. But they play homage to their ska roots. And they hit it big during this time. And those are by far the biggest band to be associated with the genre because of their time with it. So I ended with Spiderwebs and Sunday Morning. It's a way to get, people would go nuts when those songs play, I would imagine. It ends the night. But then the last track too end everything. This is a classic party track. This is Party at Ground Zero by Fishbone. So this was one of their big, this was a mainstream hit for Fishbone. This about the late 70s, I think this was a hit. And think about this, when I made this playlist, we were early on in the pandemic. And I thought there could be no song more befitting for the time I was dealing with this playlist than this track, Party at Ground Zero, because people were acting like we were at Ground Zero. People thought we were going to be all dead. It was doom and gloom because this was a way to fight the pandemic. So yes, Party at Ground Zero, and it's by far the longest track. At 6 minutes and 30 seconds, it's the last track on here. It's way to end the night. And that's it. So that is my big long playlist. I will share this with you, and I want you to listen to it and tell me what you think. When I share this episode, you'll have a direct link to this playlist at Spotify. And with that, let's get back to another song I will play. This next track I'm going to play, this will be the Shawshank Redemption. And it's called Miss Ohio. I'm going to play it in full right now. You're listening to the Ohio's on Fire podcast. Stay tuned. Oh,
such a bitch. She could be Miss Ohio. She could be Miss Ohio. She could be Miss Ohio. She could be.
We are back with Ohio's on Fire podcast, and I want to wrap up my commentary on ska music, and I want to talk about the possibility of a fourth wave in ska. I think it can happen, because people around the world love ska. I mean, there's a lot of internet stations are dedicated to ska, so there is a fan base for it. I do think there'll be a time where it will be popular again, but how will it be popular? And I did some research on what would happen for ska music to make it big, and perhaps a new type of ska to make it onto the scene. And I think I know just the thing. I think what will happen, there's a lot of white, mostly white members in a band, like these rock bands and country bands, if you will. There's mostly white people. I think what's going to happen, they will team up with black bands, those that are all or mostly black. They will team up and just be a collabo and make ska music. Because I think to make a ska band from scratch, like back when they, you know, it's a big band. You got to have that wave of sound. And to get 9 to 12 people to play at once and to make that one band underneath one leadership, that can be hard. So I'm thinking the next thing of ska will be a collaboration of multiple bands. And from different parts of the world, because I think in an era where we're divided and there's racial turmoil, I think it would be important for white bands and black bands to team up and make new music, something really cool. And we would call that fourth wave ska. And I think, now I don't know if there's any signs of that happening, but I mean, a lot of times we do have collaborations of people from different parts of the world. It reminds me of Run DMC and Aerosmith. You know, the clashing of the two worlds. It's happened before, and I think it will happen, but I think it's gonna happen on a bigger scale. Like, it can't be just two solo artists or two small bands. It's got to be big, really big. I'm thinking maybe six bands team up, they make an event, and they come together and make beautiful ska music. And I think that'll be, I think fourth wave ska, if something like that were to happen, I think it would break out of the hatred that we're dealing with right now. We just have a lot of hate groups and a lot of this negativity that's on the internet. And a lot of these people, they just want to be negative, be trolls, internet trolls. I really think if we had something like that in music again, that would really, it would drown out the sound of these trolls. It would make them less insignificant. And it would be a time, you know, music used to be king years ago. And I feel like that's been missing in the music scene. And I think ska, a fourth wave ska would help make things better. And I'd love to see it. I think people would love to see it. Let me know if you listen to this podcast, if you know of any movements in which music is changing, which perhaps there's a music genre that's bringing people together. Let me know, because maybe ska isn't the answer. It was the answer. I know it has a good history, but maybe we need to make something new. I'm all for it. But with that, that's my thoughts. Like, if there's ever going to be a fourth wave of ska, I think it'll be white bands and black bands will team up and just make a special collaboration album. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that's what the world needs right now. So with that, I will let you go for this episode, and I'll do the credits for my show real quick. Of course, the theme song is Of Mice of Men, and the track Ohio is on Fire. It was written by Austin Carlisle, and for a few episodes, I'm going to bring this back. I'm bringing back Game Over Screen. It was made by Brandon Berry and his band, The Paint Splats. He doesn't sing on this. It's just an instrumental, but I was using this as my credits this past fall. I took it out for a while, but for this summer, I'm going to bring it back. It'll be back for a little bit. I don't know when I'll take it out again. So it kind of has its season where I think I feel like I want to use it. I won't talk over it either. What I'll probably do is just do any credits as I'm doing now. I'll just talk about it. And then I'll just play the game over screen with me not talking over it. I'm going to try that for once. So you'll hear that as I go off the air, which will be moments from now. But thank you for listening to this episode. It's been a while, but I am back and I got more episodes coming. In fact, the next episode, I've got some news to share. Plus, I want to talk about the rise and fall of Ocho Cinco as Chad Ochocinco Johnson is back in the news. And I want to talk about the impact he's played on me. Well, not necessarily, he hasn't necessarily influenced me. I've grown up watching him doing his thing on the football field and in the world of media. And I want to share my thoughts on what I think of what he's done, my thoughts on his legacy, and what my thoughts on what he should do now to, if he wants to still be a star that has a positive impact, which I think that's what he wants. I call it the rise and fall of Ochocinco. I will talk about that in the next episode. I do have big news to share, but I'm going to wait until next episode. But you got to wait until next episode. So until then, I am Daniel Diesel, and that is the way it is.